and then Ema remarried, and the other woman took over.
Okay. Then what about your father's side? Well, wait a minute. About that? Do you know anything about how far back that family goes? That would be the family.
Yeah. I'm not real sure. I don't know any more than they lived in Daring. I don't know where they came from before that.
Okay. What about then on your father's side?
Okay. The Graves family came down from the north, I think from somewhere up around Williamsburg, and they settled up on Graves Mountain, Georgia, which is right up near Amity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know that.
And there's a big hill. When you're up on Clark's Hill, you can look over at Little River and you see a little hill, a hump. That's Graves Mountain.
Uh-huh.
And that's where my great-great-grandfather settled, and they ended up selling, I guess, the mountain to what is now the Graves Mountain Mining Company, and they mined some kind of mineral out of there. But Granddaddy moved to Augusta back when he was a young boy, and they lived, I think, on Gwinnett Street, I think, after my father was born.
Mm-hmm.
And Daddy went to Richmond Academy, and he threw papers and threw all up around Martinez and everywhere. Then they moved out from there to Peach Orchard Road, out where Fleming Heights is now, and they owned a lot of land out there. And I guess back in 1945, sometime after the war, that area around Augusta was starting to build up residentially. And the man came by and offered him a great sum of money, or what he thought was a great sum of money for his land, and he took it.
Uh-huh.
And they saw this place in Beach Island, and the mother decided she wanted it, so they got it.
Uh-huh.
But his formal education, he was a very smart man, but when he started school, he caught some kind of disease or something, and he got very sick and was unable to continue his education.
Uh-huh.
And he was going to school, I think, down in Savannah at some business school. But he had to come back to Augusta.
This is your...
father's father.
Your father's father. Did he ever finish high school, do you know? Or?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he did.
Okay.
Because he went on to...
That would have been quite an education for that day, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
that would have been
sure.
Because
that was around probably, 1910.
Uh-huh. A kind of business education.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. And then you've never been married or anything?
No.
Okay. Okay, so much for that part. Now, a lot of these questions seem...
Do you ever know about my grandmother?
Yeah, what about you?
Okay. My grandmother was born up, I think, around Wilkes County or Lincoln County. Her maiden name was...
Okay.
And her name was Cora... And she was also kin to the Hardaways, which is a big family name up around there.
Uh-huh.
And, in fact, I've got my grandmother's sister's daughter lives over in Augusta. She might be a good person for you to interview.
How old is she about?
She's probably in her late 50s, and she's an old maid, and she lived by herself all her life except, while she lived with her mother until her mother died. I guess her mother died probably back in 1967 or something like that. So she's got an accent. I mean, it's very
she'd be
southern.
She'd be interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
She's an interesting woman.
Okay. Let me see. Are you in relation to? I'm trying to think of that family name. A couple people I interviewed up in Amity. Can't think. Goldberg, Goldman. You know that family?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Let me see. Then a normal kind of house like this. If you